topic of the day, you grab your phone and, of course, safely do it. You put in the number 52140, then you text in the word song, which is S-O-N-G, and that'll give you options to vote for the following songs today. The category, songs that remind us of Mackenzie. It is, after all, her birthday.
Yay!
Yeah!
Woo! Thank you, guys!
Let's kick it off with Porkchop. What song reminds you of Mackenzie?
So now, when I think of Mackenzie, I kind of think, like, rock star.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Think of someone that like lives this like crazy busy lifestyle, who knows how to party, like work hard, but like party harder. So she's always like traveling, like on the weekends, going somewhere crazy, doing something nuts. So that could only make me think of Kesha TikTok.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up,
grab
girl?
My glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back.
Love it. I will say, Kesha just announced a spring headlining tour. You can buy tickets starting this Friday. She's kicking things off April 23rd in Sugarland, Texas.
And it was really hard for me to pick which portion of that song to use because the whole song like describes you. So I just used the first
I
part.
I brushed my teeth with a bottle of Jack this morning. That's crazy.
I was going to say, it smells
crazy.
Really good.
That's crazy.
Liv the Web Girl, what song did you go with?
Okay, so what I was thinking of Mackenzie, I think of someone who comes off almost like a badass, you know? Like, she's a bad bee in the best way. She is a lady boss, a girl boss. She takes charge of her own life. She has made a brand out of herself, a great empire. Like,
Thank you.
I just really look up to her. And the girl's practically flawless.
Oh, that's
so
not true.
So I went with Flawless by Beyonce.
I woke up like this. I woke up like this.
Love.
Flawless. Ladies, tell them say I look so good tonight.
Just what? A whole mood. Thank you. I love it.
All right. Any of these songs could probably apply about Mackenzie. But I think mine is the song you want to hear.
Ooh.
Okay.
Mackenzie. A lot of moods when you meet Mackenzie, but there's one that you always feel from the beginning, online, in person, on the phone. That is that Mackenzie is always happy, and that's why I went with Happy by
Aww.
Pharrell.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along.
Okay, and Pork Chop, he's already looking. Looks like we're getting a lot of votes already. Quit peeking.
Ooh.
Mackenzie, you are last but not least for your birthday. Kind of a song that reminds you about yourself.
I know, this is kind of weird. Mine's a contrast. So this last year of my life has been a total transition year for me. And so I always like to say, even when you're going through a lot, you can always like see the other side. And I always try to inspire hope in people and just really motivate them to keep going. So I chose, this song makes me cry every time I hear it. It's Kacey Musgraves' Rainbow.
You hold tight to your umbrella.
That's the sweetest song.
What song are you going to vote for? All you have to do is grab your phone and text the word song, S-O-N-G, to this number. It'll give you a chance to vote. 52140. Reminding you of the songs again, we had, let's see here, Porkchop went with TikTok by Kesha. Liv went with Flawless by Beyonce. I went with Happy by Pharrell Williams. And Mackenzie chose Rainbow by Kacey Musgraves. Vote now. 52140 is the number you text the word song to vote. S-O-N-G. Song of the day today. It's Mackenzie's birthday, so we're doing songs that remind us of her. Here is a brief recap of what you could have voted for. Producer Porkchop went with TikTok by Kesha.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up,
grab
girl?
My glasses, I'm out the door.
Okay, then we had Liv the Web Girl. She went with Flawless by Beyonce.
I woke up like this. I woke up like this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Myself, Joe, I'm like, well, Mackenzie's always happy, and a good song to play would probably be Pharrell Williams' Happy.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
And Mackenzie, I guess she might know herself a little bit. She went with Kacey Musgraves' Rainbow.
There's always been a rainbow hanging over your head.
Okay.
I hope actually my song might not win because it makes me cry like every time I hear it.
Makeup everywhere. Liv's already crying. It's too late. The damage is done.
The results are in. And I can't say that.
Thanks.
Well, I'll say it. No, because if I say it, it's going to give it away. I'll say it later. Just remember I was going to say something.
Okay.
Okay.
Coming in dead last place with 16% of the vote. Joe Pesh.
Ouch. Ouch.
That was a fun song, though.
You all know you like...
It is a bit overplayed.
You guys all know you liked that song when it came out. You were clapping back then.
That's true.
Right behind him. With 17% of the vote, Liv the Web Girl.
I knew it!
Oh, I love, that was a great choice.
I love that song. People just don't have love for Beyonce.
On her birthday,
oh, no.
Can Mackenzie win? In second place, 26% of the vote. Before I read, just know that first place was 39% of the vote, so big separation. Second place.
You should see the way Chops is looking at me.
Is Mackenzie.
Oh, second!
Yeah.
So, close.
The thing I was going to say, it's like the exact same results as yesterday.
Oh,
that's interesting.
Wait a minute. Did he not update the results and looked at the same thing from yesterday?
No, I definitely did. First place.
Good.
39% of the vote. It's me, Kesha TikTok.
A banger.
Because of it's your crazy, amazing lifestyle, Mackenzie.
Oh, thank you.
I'm feeling like.